The West Virginia Public Service Commission has finished hearing from the public on a proposed natural gas rate hike. It wrapped up its final public hearing on the Mountaineer Gas Company proposal yesterday in Charleston. The company proposed a 5% rate increase for customers in January, but customers may be pleasantly surprised with the likely settlement reached in the case.
Is there anybody in the audience that cares to make a public comment with respect to this proposed rate case?
West Virginia Public Service Commission Chair Michael Albert opened the 1 p.m. public hearing and quickly closed it when no one came forward to make a comment.
Quite frankly, that's fairly consistent with the attendance that we've had at other hearings.
Minimal participation is the exact phrase Albert used to characterize the hearings held across the state. At the second 6 p.m. hearing in Charleston, Ravenswood resident Jerry Alderman was the only person to come before the commission. He asked the chairman a few questions about how gas rates are calculated and closed with this statement.
And the price of gas where it's at, the oil patch in this state, the gas patch, has pretty much died down from overproduction. And I thought, with all this glut of natural gas, why are we paying more for it?
The public comment hearings Tuesday in Charleston were the final two of eight that took place across the state. In all, commissioners received 84 comments on a proposed 5% rate hike Mountaineer Gas Company filed earlier this year. Most of the comments were against it. It may not matter that so few people showed up for the hearings, though. Tuesday morning, the company entered a joint settlement in the case. Heather Osborne is an attorney in the PSC's Consumer Advocate Division, which participated in the negotiations.
You know, if we go before the commission and have a hearing, we don't know what that ultimate outcome will be. So we try to get the residential customers in the best possible position that we can, you know, by virtue of a settlement. It's a give and take process.
Through that give and take, though, Osborne says she believes her office did get the best deal for the ratepayers. Initially, Mountaineer Gas applied for a base rate increase of more than $12 million. That means if it were approved by the commission, customers would have seen a nearly 5% increase on their bills each month. Dave Locand is Mountaineer's chief operations officer.
We have not had an increase since 2011, and this increase is to cover our operating costs during our capital infrastructure improvement.
Instead, through the settlement, Mountaineer has agreed to ask for just a $7.7 million or 3% increase in rates. But the settlement has two parts. Every year, gas utilities like Mountaineer file a purchased gas adjustment with the PSC. The report details how much the utility spent on the natural gas it purchased from producers. Because prices for the resource are currently low, consumer advocate attorney Osborne says the price adjustment will actually offset the 3% increase in base rates.
When customers see their bills with new rates in effect in, I believe, November, the customers will actually see an overall decrease in rates.
Mountaineer's Locant says that decrease could be as much as $63 a year for the average customer. But before that can happen, the Public Service Commission has to approve the settlement. Commissioners were scheduled to hear evidence in the rate case Wednesday through Friday of this week, but Osborne says those hearings are likely to be cut short. A final opinion on the settlement is due by October 30th, one day before the new rates would take effect. For West Virginia Public Broadcasting, I'm Ashton Mara in Charleston.